Yes, good morning once again, and I'm glad that you have joined with us once again on the Daily Inspiration. And I just want to encourage you and bless you as you have been going through the Scriptures and looking at the Word of God with me this week, and I just appreciate spending time here and getting to share the Word of God with you, and I trust that it will be a blessing for you as it has also been for me. It's already Friday here, so one more day, and we'll be looking at the Word of God together. Thank you for joining. I also would like to mention, too, that maybe many of you already know, but just in case you haven't heard of, there's a Saturday morning Bible study, 7:30 Eastern Time. You may call in, and the number to call there is 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. And then the ID number, hopefully you have something to write with here, but the ID number is 525-819. And you can listen in on the Saturday morning Bible study and partake there as well. So I want to encourage you to do that. And again, thank you for joining with me. And ask that you would continue to read the Scriptures and look and see what the Word of God has to say to all of us that seek the Lord and read His Word. I know you'll be blessed there. And so trust that that's what is happening in your life and mine as we go to God's Word and let Him, let that light shine in our hearts and show us the truth in God's Word. I'd like to read to you a couple of passages here, and I'm going to read one that's very familiar, and we've probably read it before together if you've been listening in over the time. Matthew chapter 5, I'd like to share the first 16 verses or so in this passage, and I'd like to just comment here just a little bit afterwards. This is where Jesus is teaching the multitudes, and there were many people present, and Jesus is giving a very clear and good teaching here, and I'd like to just read what he was saying. And I'm going to begin actually in verse 3, is when Jesus begins speaking. And he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which went before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And as you know, we've been looking at Scriptures talking about the light. And now Jesus, He has shown us that He is the light of the world. And now for His followers, those who are willing to seek Him and to serve Him, He now calls them, I just read it out of verse 14, He says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid." He's saying that that light now is in those, his followers. He was crucified, buried, and risen, and he ascended to be with the Father. And now he has left behind his disciples, and now that is the light of the world, those that, as I said, follow him and who have surrendered their lives to him. Now, these are the ones that are the light of the world. It says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. It says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now the instruction is, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And I'd like to talk about that just a little bit, because it's important to know that our good works are actually the outworking of those things of God that work in our lives. And sometimes we as people get a little confused on good works. Good works are nothing of our own merits, nothing of our own strength. The good works that we display before this world we live in are works of righteousness that come from God himself. Our righteousness, as Paul said, is like filthy rags. And we don't want to display that to the world. It's filthy rags. It's dirty. But the righteousness of Christ, Jesus, now that's true righteousness. Those are good works. As we follow him, let him work in our hearts. And I'd just like to share you some scriptures this morning about these very things. That God is not interested in us trusting in ourselves and our own strength. That's not how you display good works and let a light shine. It's not something of ourselves. It's actually what we let God do in us as we follow him. And I'd like to read to you a scripture of the Old Testament. This is in Jeremiah. And again, I'm sure you've heard this scripture, and you might have heard it right here, dialing in here to Fountain of Life. You may have heard it many times. And it's a scripture worthy of repeating and even memorizing here. It's Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm going to begin in verse 5. And we'll see the heart of God here concerning his creation, us, his people, and where God, his heart is towards these things that we're talking about right now. And I'll just read now in verse 5. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall abide in the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. And then verse 7, on the other hand, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. And like I said, the fruit of the flesh, if we sow to the flesh corruption, we reap corruption. Our flesh is corrupt. But it's the man that has been regenerated and born again through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, his works work in us as we look to him, and we're channels for his blessing and his righteousness to flow through us, that men around can see God himself working in another man's life. God here is explaining to us that he is not interested in the strength of a man. And the man that maketh flesh his arm, that means his strength is in man himself, and his strength is physical body and the things that man can do. And man has achieved many things, but man will never achieve righteousness on his own. Man cannot be righteous. He cannot be self-righteous. It has to be the righteousness of a holy God. And that's the righteousness that he demands. because all other righteousness, as we've said, is filthy rags. And God is saying here he is not interested in what man can do. And in fact, there's a curse for the man that trusts in flesh. And he maketh his arm his strength. And it says here, whose heart departeth from the Lord. See, when a man begins to rely on his own strength and his own merits and thinking he can do it and he can please God, that's the man that his heart will soon depart from the Lord. That's what these scriptures are saying here. His heart departs from the Lord because he's taken his eyes off of the Lord and put them on his own self and his own strength, his own merits. And we need to take caution against that we don't do that, but continually look to our Lord and our God, that he is the one who gives us the strength to walk in his righteousness. And so God is laying that out here in this verse, and he says, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Is the Lord your hope today? The Lord is my hope today, and I hope he is your hope also. We hope in the Lord, hoping that, when we're reading that hope in the Lord, that means we're putting our trust in, we're looking forward to the day when we will be completely redeemed from all of humanity and be forever with the Lord. The Lord is our hope. And it says here in verse 8 that he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. You see, God has a tremendous blessing for those that trust in him. Even in the year of drought, and when it's hot, the leaves are green, and will not cease yielding fruit. God is able to do that. And he is desirous to do that in our lives as we look to him. And it reminds me of another scripture that I just really appreciate, and I'm quite sure that I've shared this before, but again, these scriptures are, I don't apologize for them, they're wonderful scriptures, encouraging scriptures, and it reminds me when we're reading about the tree here, it reminds me of Psalm 1, and I'd like to just turn there right quick and read that again. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, God is wanting to bless us and make us to be vibrant and healthy and bearing much fruit as we look to him. He gives us this instruction also in Psalms here, even as we read in Jeremiah. And he says also, it goes on in verse 4 of Psalm 1, the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So, again, we are encouraged to look to the Lord, to draw our strength from him, to get our resource from him. Just like a tree that it gets its moisture from the waters, it's planted by the streams of waters, and it gets its nutrient nourishment as it takes drink from the water. And it bears much fruit. Its leaf does not wither. It stays green. There's life. You know, when you look at the trees, you can easily tell if a tree is doing well or not by seeing the leaves. And these scriptures are saying that the one in Jeremiah says the leaf, they are green, a good sign for trees. And the one here in Psalm says the leaf does not wither, doesn't shrivel up. You see trees that get diseased and they're drought stressed, and the leaves start to shrivel up, and they're just not getting the moisture they need to. God is saying that we can tap into him, and we have an inexhaustible resource. We're continually fed by day by day. that we would bear much fruit. That's what God wants for us. And in remembering that it's not in our own strength, it's nothing we can do, but it's letting God work that in us as we look to Him, as we let Him fill us with His Holy Spirit. He works right through us, and we can be like the man in Psalm 1 and like the one in Jeremiah 17. And we'll have God's blessing, and the people will know it and give glory to God. And may that be a good thought and meditation for you today as you go about your day. May the Lord Jesus bless you, and may you be like the man that trusteth in the Lord God and whose hope the Lord is, that you might be like that tree also, that it has a green leaf, it doesn't wither, and it bears much fruit. Well, God bless you today.